More than 100 unstaffed petrol stations have opened around the country over the past 5 years, bringing more competition with its cheaper fuel prices. The Commerce Commission's latest analysis shows with at least one self-serve station within a five-minute drive, they have on average lower prices than at places without. The Commission's calling on town and city councils to issue speedier consents to enable more of these unstaffed petrol stations. And as our reporter Lucy Shear reports, Aucklanders, well, they're keen on the idea.
At this Gull petrol station in the suburb of Kingsland, there is a queue at the self-service lane where fuel is 6 cents a litre cheaper than at the other pumps. Nguyen Ha goes out of his way to drive there.
I make a point of looking out for the self-service ones because for a long time you've never had anyone work at the pump anyway, right? And the pump is actually more convenient than going in the shop.
He'd like to see more of them and would welcome any council moves to make it easier to set them up.
Every bit helps in this whole cost of living crisis, yeah. More for it.
Mount Albert man David Covington is also a fan of the idea.
If they can fast track, you know, consents for forecourt facilities like this one here to be, you know, fast tracked, I think, it should almost be, you know, there should be one in every petrol station of a certain number of pumps.
He says the market needs more competition.
It's a cartel and there's no competition. And it's just like we're getting absolutely, excuse my language, shafted by the petrol companies, and there's always an excuse why they can put the price up.
Fuel pricing app Gaspy says it's been pretty clear that when unstaffed petrol stations show up in cities or neighbourhoods, prices come down. Spokesperson Mike Newton says a good example is Gull's move to Tauranga.
Gull is over in Mount Maunganui, and we'll see like the pack and save and downtown Tauranga all drop at stations to match, even though they're not even that close.
Gull, Waitomo and Nelson Petroleum Distribution, or NPD, are the main discount retailers setting up self-service stations. Mike Newton says NPD has been in the South Island for some time and its move north is already affecting prices.
And the last couple of years have started to expand into the North Island. And as they've moved into a new area, they've come in and they've set their prices very low, almost as an introductory offer to get their name out there and whatnot. And that makes a huge difference in those areas.
He says there's plenty of potential for growth.
A lot of those discount retailers are not the largest brands either, so they've still got plenty of room to expand into different parts of the country. And it's just much cheaper to set up a self-serve operation than it is to build an entire store and all the infrastructure that goes with that.
But companies have to keep their costs low and might struggle to open in big city centres.
Basing themselves on land in the centre of a city would seem to me to be quite expensive. It's going to cost a lot more to lease that land or to buy it outright than it would in outer suburbs.
And despite the lure of cheaper prices, there are those who remain loyal to the petrol stations offering customer service. Trina from Whangaparoa says she finds it easier to pay at the counter.
I find the self-serve, the FPOS thing frustrating, and I prefer to just go in and get what I want and pay for it and come back out.